This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, when looking at the attacks on Donald Trump, it's important to remember that the mainstream media that's attacking Donald Trump is the same media that routinely attacks natural medicine. They attack a gold standard. They attack independent media. They attack truth in every sector of society. They attack the idea that natural medicine might be able to prevent disease. They attack the idea that there's such a thing as an anti-cancer food. And they attack anybody who dares criticize vaccines or even says that vaccines cause autism in some children, which they do, of course. So we really have to think about, what is the credibility of this media and this government and these institutions that are attacking Donald Trump? I mean, set aside for a moment the person Donald Trump, and whether or not you agree or disagree with everything that he says or his specific demeanor, and look at the reputation, credibility, or lack thereof of the institutions that are attacking Donald Trump. If you get right down to it, with an honest assessment, it turns out that those who are attacking Donald Trump are themselves liars, discredited liars and propagandists, and that they are primarily interested in protecting their own monopolies of power. And this is true even inside the GOP. The Republican establishment is interested in destroying Donald Trump so that it can protect its own power monopoly. And did you know that the GOP as an organization is a private organization? Did you know that it's not publicly owned? No. Did you know that it's not a public company? It is a private club. It's actually organized as a private club, a private entity. And it's an entity that is populated by elitists, people who have control over the world, control over finance and banking, control over the media. It's an inner club, a circle of elitists who are far more interested in protecting their own power than in doing anything to help America become a more free nation or a more successful economy or anything of that nature. I apologize for the background noise. I'm recording in a vehicle yet again, doing some traveling lately and doing a lot of recording while I'm riding along. So the GOP is interested in protecting itself, not in helping America. This is key to understand, and it's also true on the Democrat side. The DNC is interested in protecting its own power base, not in promoting democracy or supporting freedom or helping the people in any way. This is crucial to understand. Both parties, Democrats and Republicans, they simply use coded language to pretend to represent the interests of the people. But it's all just theater. For example, on the left, the coded language is always rooted in, oh, compassion, and let's help everybody, let's welcome the refugees, and let's feed the poor. This is not what they believe. This is just the language they use in order to get elected. And then the establishment right is always saying, oh, let's cut government spending, let's reduce regulations on businesses, let's reduce taxes. But this also isn't what they believe, as is evidenced by their own behaviors, which are all pro-big government and higher taxes and more spending. What they really want is just lower taxes for their buddies in the corporate world so that their friends pay only 3% tax, let's say, because of all their offshore little tax loopholes. Well, I shouldn't say little. Billions, many billions of dollars have been funneled through such tax loopholes. Perhaps trillions of dollars in the aggregate. But they're just interested in protecting their friends. So when somebody like Donald Trump comes along, or even Bernie Sanders for that matter on the left, and has a position that is essentially challenging the monopoly of the establishment on either side is going to first try to defend its monopoly. Remember, this is not about helping America or empowering the people. The political process is not about creating a nation of abundance and health and highly educated individuals. It has nothing to do with that. It is about camps of people, or cartels might be a better term, who seek domination and power and control over the entire economy and the population. And their number one goal, above all else, is to maintain their monopolies at any price, at any cost, no matter what it takes. They will maintain their monopolies. And their monopolies are organized through government and media and institutions and corporations, all working essentially together for the same outcome of monopolizing power. And yeah, there might be factions within those realms that might debate amongst themselves and argue a little bit and perhaps bicker and fight. But behind it all, there is a strong push for maintaining their monopoly power. That's primary. That's their number one goal. When somebody like Donald Trump comes along, he's threatening the entire system on both sides of the aisle, which I think most Americans would say is a good thing. Most Americans realize the entire system is rigged. It's all a fraud. It's all a monopoly. Most Americans, well, at least more and more now, are waking up to the reality that your vote doesn't count, that the wealthy don't pay taxes, right? Most Americans are finally, I mean, it's taken them a long time. I've been talking about this for almost a decade, but finally today, a lot of Americans are waking up and saying, holy crap, my vote doesn't count. This isn't a fair playing field. Everything is rigged. Everything's a ripoff. You know, Obamacare is a ripoff. The taxes that we pay are a ripoff. You know, the government is being used punitively to target specific people who speak out against the government. You know, the IRS targeted audits of the Tea Party nonprofits, for example. More and more people are waking up now. And so, in theory, they actually support the kind of thing that Donald Trump threatens to do, which is to dismantle the establishment, challenge it, reform it, revoke it, perhaps, nullify it in some ways. And it is this that terrifies the existing political establishment, and this is why they, on both sides of the aisle, have to do everything possible to destroy Donald Trump. And this is the same reason why Donald Trump is so popular, because people are finally realizing the game is up. That if they don't get somebody into Washington who can really challenge the system, we will all suffer under a political monopoly for generations to come. Unless something truly radical changes soon, this country will simply implode. There's a growing belief and understanding out there among the voters that this may be America's last chance to save itself from cronyism and corruption. And I know that we hear that kind of talk in every election. Every election, people think it's the end of the world if their candidate doesn't win. And usually that's hyperbole, but today, in 2016, the mathematics of the government debt and the economic collapse that has in many ways already begun, the mathematics can no longer be denied. This isn't hyperbole or exaggeration to say that America is now facing a do-or-die moment. We either restore some semblance of fiscal and political sanity to this nation, or mathematically it will self-destruct just by the numbers. And it's hard to pinpoint exactly when that might happen. 8 years ago, when we had the bankster bailouts and the near collapse of the banking system, you know, 2008, I was convinced that we would have had a total financial collapse long before today. I've been amazed at the ability of the central banks and the corrupt politicians to keep delaying what is mathematically inevitable. They've been, well, on one hand, you might say resourceful. On the other hand, you might say they've been willing to do anything. You know, 0% interest rates, printing trillions of dollars in new money and handing it out to their bankster friends. They're doing all of this to prevent the collapse. And it's causing a massive economic suffering among the population just so that they can keep their money flowing into their banks and their big businesses. They are willing to sacrifice your financial future. They're willing to raid your savings, in other words, by them printing more money and debasing the currency. But now that we are in 2016 and all the numbers are worse, unemployment is higher in the real numbers, not the fake government numbers. Unemployment's higher. National debt is higher. You've got more people on food stamps than ever before. You've got more indicators of economic problems on the rise. There's no question that economically and mathematically, the numbers are far worse now than they used to be. And back in 2008. So it's not getting any better. And it's people like Donald Trump who are, no matter what else you think about the man, he's very good with numbers. You can't be a successful real estate developer unless you're very good with numbers. And so Donald Trump sees the numbers, and he's in good company. People like David Stockman, for example, and others who have been trying to sound the alarm bells over the financial collapse that's coming, the systemic debt collapse. All of these people are pointing out that this system cannot be sustained, that it will mathematically implode or collapse or break down at some point, unless you think that magically Obama has suspended the universal laws of economics and numbers. If you think that Obama can overwrite number theory and alter the laws of mathematics, then you must think he's some sort of god, I guess, and maybe at that point you think he can save this country. But in reality, no man or woman or human can alter the laws of mathematics or the laws of physics, for that matter. You can no sooner change the laws of mathematics than you can change the laws of gravity. Men are not gods. They are more often than not fools. And as fools, they make foolish decisions when it comes to numbers, and those foolish decisions have disastrous consequences, and those consequences are rapidly arriving. So Donald Trump has seen this for many, many years, and he has seen the economic destruction and the financial cost to America of failing to address this national debt, the debt spending, the horrible trade deals, the money debasement, you know, currency debasement, the lack of taxation of the corporate wealthy combined with excessive heavy taxation of small businesses. Trump has noticed this for a long time, and he realizes that if America is going to be great again, that this situation has to change. See, America is not great right now. America is a club of the power elite. If you're in the club, You pay virtually no taxes. If you're in the club, you're politically protected. You can commit even crimes in this country and be granted essentially total immunity, like Hillary Clinton, because you're in the club. You're part of the monopoly power structure. But if you're not in the club, if you're a private citizen, a small business owner, well, you can go to jail for doing the kind of things that Hillary Clinton has done. In fact, many people have gone to jail. And so Donald Trump sees all of this and sees that the only way to make America great again is to really restore the economic liberty and the legitimate promise of economic opportunity among small businesses and private citizens who have a very real desire to make something of themselves and to contribute to a better society. But they can't achieve that when the playing field isn't level. They can't achieve that in a punitive taxation environment that allows the ultra-wealthy to pay virtually no taxes while the working middle class and small businesses are heavily burdened with taxation. So to the extent that you believe America's problems are mathematical and financial in nature, Donald Trump is ideally suited to be someone who, in a position of power, could help put America back on some kind of track or footing that might help turn the situation around. No one can argue with the idea that Donald Trump is mathematically very, very well-informed, very capable, that he is an extremely experienced contract negotiator and deal maker. That's inarguable. That's irrefutable. Where he gets into trouble, of course, is on other issues. His demeanor, for example. And I want to talk about this for a minute. The mainstream media loves to attack Donald Trump for being mean. This is the crybully aspect of the media coming out. They say Donald Trump is mean, and he calls people names. Now, just step back for a minute and realize the mainstream media routinely smears white people, calls white people crazy or psychotic or racist or bigots, and CNN, MSNBC, and other members of the mainstream media routinely smear Southerners, Texans, and men. All men are bad, according to them. And especially if you're a straight white male, oh my God, that's the worst thing to the mainstream media, because they like, I guess, gay or transgender females who are not white. I guess that's their preferred combination of traits. And they especially hate Christians. And look at the vicious attacks that they've waged against Christians over the last few years. I mean, just vicious, the kind of malicious assaults, like against that Indiana pizza parlor that the media had to go door to door knocking on doors to try to find somebody who would go on camera and say, yeah, we're not interested in catering a gay wedding with pizza. As if the gay community is running around trying to get pizza joints to cater their weddings. I mean, no respectable gay couple in the country would cater their wedding with a pizza. So the whole premise was ludicrous. And yet the media went on the assault and to claim, oh, bigotry, you know, against these people who happen to be Christians and happen to just be sort of conservative in their own values and the way they run their little pizza joint that nobody ever even heard of. So the same media that just viciously attacks white people and males and Christians is now calling Trump impolite. They say Trump is mean. This is the pot calling the kettle black. The media attacks gun owners. Anybody who dares take a stand for the Second Amendment is considered practically a terrorist, according to the media. So let's not have any illusions that all these groups calling Donald Trump impolite or mean, these are cry bullies. They're going to bully Donald Trump while they whine about everything that they don't want. The media is intolerant. The media is racist. The media is bigoted. You notice every time there's like a you know, a black guy that engages in a mass shooting, they never show the picture of the black guy. Or usually they don't even cover it. But if it's a white guy, oh, it's front page news everywhere for days. There is a racist component in the way the media chooses its own news and chooses what to highlight versus what to downplay. The media is racist and bigoted. So these charges against Donald Trump, calling him a bigot, calling him a racist, are false, are fraudulent. I've never seen Donald Trump say that he hates Latinos or that he hates black people, or because he doesn't. In fact, he's got, what's their name, Diamond and Silk, those two black chicks who are awesome to watch, very entertaining, very animated, and they're out there stumping for Trump and talking about why the African-American community needs a guy like Donald Trump in office. Because, of course, black Americans are being economically devastated by the policies of the Obama administration and the illegal immigration. All the illegals walking across the border, taking the jobs of the African-Americans. African-Americans are no better off today than they were back in 2008, as in the aggregate. So these charges against Donald Trump are ludicrous. They're false. They're contrived by a media that is wholly dishonest from the get-go. Now, there's a second part to this. I say, so what if Donald Trump is kind of rude to these people? So what if he's impolite? Do you want somebody, I mean, given what we're facing right now with our nation and all the corruption and all the fraud in government and all the criminal behavior taking place in this system of power that rules over us, do you want somebody in the White House who is going to be polite, or do you want somebody who's going to be effective? I don't know about you, but I want a bulldog in the White House. I want somebody that you just unleash them, and they're going to go on the attack, and they're going to rip this system apart and reestablish something resembling freedom and opportunity for America. I don't want a polite guy or gal. I don't want, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Polite. I don't want a nice guy in the White House. I want a bulldog. And a lot of you do, too, because, you know, for the same reasons. You're fed up. Just like I'm fed up. We're all fed up with the total corruption and criminality of what's happening in government. Donald Trump is a bulldog. He's got exactly the right traits that are needed for somebody to go in there and just shred that current monopoly power system. And that is why the system is so terrified of him, because they know he's capable of doing that. Basically, what we need is a guy like Donald Trump to just walk into every government building, the EPA, the IRS, the FDA, and just say, "You're fired," to everybody. And Donald Trump is the guy to do that. Trump can go in there and just, you know, through various means, he can slash the budgets of the EPA, which is the environmental pollution agency that's unleashing massive lead poisoning that's killing our kids in Flint, Michigan, and other places all across America. He can slash the budgets of these ineffective, corrupt federal regulators that are actually destroying us. And this is what we need. We need a bulldog who can run around Washington and just start firing people left and right. Why? You know, as the economy of the country is collapsing, the economy of the area around Washington, D.C. is booming. Oh, yeah, people are making money hand over fist. Wages are high. Jobs are abundant there. If you want to work for government, you can get a job, and it's going to be high pay, and you get government benefits. It's because all those people living in Virginia there, or near D.C., they're all living in their little false economic bubble. They're detached from the reality that you and I and everybody else in America has to live with. They're detached from the daily struggle of workers and small businesses and innovators who are trying to overcome the obstacles that are thrown in their way by an oppressive, domineering, unfair, unjust government regime. And it's time to fire those people. It's time to slash the jobs of government workers who are overpaid and who are ineffective and who are parasites living off of the rest of us. And that is not going to happen. Mark my words, that is not going to happen from somebody who goes in there and is polite and is nice and wants to get along with everybody and wants to shake hands with the people on the other side of the aisle and make everyone happy so that we can all live in a happy community together. This fairy tale is BS. We need somebody, literally, who's going to go in there and piss off everybody because he's slashing their, he's firing them. We need somebody who's not afraid to anger the establishment. We need somebody who's not afraid to cut government spending and get the waste and fraud and corruption and abuse out of the system. And that, my friends, is Donald Trump. doesn't stop me from understanding and realizing that Donald Trump has precisely the demeanor to do battle with a corrupt, oppressive regime that is destroying this country. There might be a future president, you know, after we stop this corrupt power monopoly. There might be a future president where politeness and diplomacy would be the ideal traits. But that day is not today. Today we need a bulldog. And as far as I can tell, that bulldog is Donald Trump. He's got the personality of precisely the kind of blunt, some people even call him a total prick. But you need that kind of attitude to go in and be effective at slashing the waste and the abuse. You know, if you have a company that's bloated and is losing money, and headed for bankruptcy, what do you do as a company? You hire a consultant to come in and start slashing waste. That consultant, everybody hates him. Everybody calls him a prick or an asshat or whatever. And that consultant is hated by everybody because the consultant's running around the company finding all the waste and all the abuse and slashing it all and firing people who are burdening the company and firing all the, you know, cutting departments, selling off assets that are no longer helping the company, and so on and so forth. Yeah, everybody thinks that person is a total prick, but guess what? That person, in many cases, is being effective in saving the company so that there can be jobs for those who are actually working hard and contributing to a successful future for the company. Sometimes you got to go in and clean house. Whether it's government, whether it's a private corporation, a small business, sometimes you gotta go in and you gotta tell people you're fired because you are a parasite on the system. And that's Washington, D.C. today. A bunch of overpaid parasites who are living off of our backs and our hard work and stealing our money and our savings and giving themselves bonuses and vacations and luxury lifestyles and private jets and paying virtually no taxes while we are the ones working our asses off to keep this country up and running. And it's time for that system to change. And it's not going to happen from somebody who's polite and Mr. Get Along and Go Along. It needs somebody like Donald Trump to go in there and make that happen. So you can tell I'm, like many Americans, I'm very frustrated with the current system. The status quo is not going to be sustainable, and it's not fair. It is entirely unjust, and something is going to change one way or another. Either we change it deliberately up front, or the system collapses and it gets changed for us. I hope that we can make these changes happen without an economic crisis and even a humanitarian crisis that would follow. Yet, I also know from experience and wisdom, I know that those who are in power, the power elite, they will never make a decision in the interests of the rest of the country. They will only make decisions to hold on to their power. And it doesn't matter to them how many other people suffer. As long as they maintain their power, then it's mission accomplished for them. And that's simply not acceptable. And that's why I say right now we need to unleash somebody like Donald Trump. He's like, if you're walking down a beach in a country full of kidnap artists and muggers and rapists and murderers, and you're walking down a beach and there's bad people all over that beach, and you got a big nasty dog on a chain, a dog that so far you've been holding on to him, and that dog has big teeth and a nasty attitude and a hunger for human flesh, and these kidnappers and murderers, they start closing in on you to try to take everything you own and steal your wallet, maybe beat you to death. What do? You unleash the attack dog, and you let that dog tear into every murderer and every kidnapper, and you let that dog take a bite out of everybody's ass so they leave you alone so you can continue your peaceful little walk down the beach. That dog is Donald Trump. Maybe that's a bit of an exaggerated metaphor, but I'm trying to make it somewhat comic for visualization purposes. Nevertheless, Donald Trump is that attack dog that we need to unleash right now. And the more teeth he bears, the better. The bigger chunk of flesh he takes out of the asses of the political elite, the better. He's barking and sneering and drooling and ready to attack, and that's awesome. And that's what we need. We need to unleash this guy, let him go in there, and just start chomping away at the waste and the abuse and the fraud and the criminality in Washington, D.C. And maybe, if we're lucky, maybe we might end up being able to continue our peaceful little walk down the beach without being coerced or hit up by more government thugs who put a gun to our head and say, pay us your money or else we're going to throw you in jail. Because that's the way government works. So I say, unleash the attack dog. Unleash the Kraken. Donald Trump. If there's a cartoon of Trump that's accurate, it's going to be a big, like a 200-pound aggressive Rottweiler. And I kind of love Rottweilers. Anyway, so to me, that's kind of a fun picture. Unleash the Rottweiler on Washington. See what happens. All right, thanks for listening. My name's Mike Adams. You can check out one of my news websites at newstarget.com. We've also got trump.news, which soon will be actually sort of relaunching with news covering Donald Trump. That is, if he gets the GOP nomination, we're going to be rolling out that website in more detail. And you can check out all my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening, and I wish you the best in the next year, the elections, and everything that follows. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now high-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.